The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Wednesday, 19 October 2016. No, it's really August. No, this is live. This is not Memorex. Charlie, if you're still listening to the program, I think this is the first time you've called into the show. And just having some fun there, Charlie. I have been watching yesterday some radio talk show host beating the drum. World War III is imminent. Russia is going to attack. And I'm looking at this, and they're doing nothing but chiming in with the neocons. Maybe they're hoping for a show on Fox News. What do you think? They had Glenn Beck at one time. By the way, Glenn Beck... I don't know this for a fact, so Glenn, if for some strange reason you would listen to this show, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, but it looks like he got some money from the Clinton Foundation, and he has absolutely been adamant about not letting Donald Trump into office. Absolutely adamant. Bill Maher. What the hell's the name of that show? It's on HBO. Could be the Bill Maher show for all I know. I had an occasion. What's that? Real time with Bill Maher. I had an occasion to watch that show last night. Oh, man. And everybody is in. Everybody is thrown all, they're all in this game. They've pushed all the chips to the center of the table. Now, I wonder if, I guess his contract is up this year. Let's see if HBO renews it, because this guy has blown himself up. And it's a shame, because as comedians go, you know, the whole world is up for grabs. The whole world is your playground. You can talk about anything, pick on anybody that you want, make jokes about them. You know, there is truth in humor. But according to this guy, holy mackerel, you're going to be electing the devil into the White House. You vote for Donald Trump. And some of the crap, there was an ex-governor on, I think he was from, I want to say Arkansas, I forget the guy's name, it could have been Colorado, making absolutely no sense, and then they brought in the burn. That's right, Bernie Sanders. And Bernie, every time I see Bernie Sanders, I hearken back to the advice that my mother gave me, reminding me that look deeply into somebody's eyes. You know, eyes tell a great story if you know how to read it. And I remember her exact words, Johnny, stay away from people that their eyes look like two piss holes in the snow. I will never forget this for my entire life. And looking at Bernie, every time I see Bernie Sanders, that's what I think of. This shiftiness, this inability to lock into somebody's eyes and look at them for any more than 3 seconds at a time. Yeah, feel the burn. Well, we felt you, Bernie. We felt you. You know, the country wasn't ready for outright just socialism, your brand of socialism. They just weren't ready for it. Hillary still... evidently, the press hasn't figured out, because how can you call the kettle black if you're communist yourself? Paris Swade for Liberty Writers reports the New York Times released their October surprise last night to try to take down Donald Trump. Trump has never been accused of groping in his life, but it's now being accused on video by a woman named Jessica Leeds, who claims that Trump groped her on an airplane flight. Here is Donald's response. From Next News Network, Gary
no
Franchi.
No more New York Times. Yes, what Donald Trump just did will destroy them forever. According to Paris Wade of Liberty Writers, they report that the New York Times released their October surprise last night to try to take down Donald Trump. Look at that picture of him. They write that Trump has never been accused of groping in his life, but now is being accused on video by a woman named Jessica Leeds, who claims that Trump groped her on an airplane flight. They say the video that they released is linked. The video that they released is linked in the Read More section of the description of this very video. Now, the Trump legal team has now sent a cease and desist letter to the New York Times and is going after them hardcore. Now, a tweet was sent out by JT Santucci. It says, three senior-level sources confirmed to ABC that Trump is drafting a lawsuit against the New York Times for defamation. One source tells me it's war. Here's what Trump has to say about it directly. He tweeted out from his Twitter account, @RealDonaldTrump, the phony story in the failing New York Times is a total fabrication written by the people as last discredited story on woman. Watch. They write, Trump is demanding a full retraction of the libelous hit piece and has sent a cease and desist letter to the New York Times on Wednesday. And the reason they state here is because it's completely fake. Now, there was a Twitter account, @always_Trump, with the hashtag #NextFakeTrumpVictim. It says that Jessica Leeds plagiarized her assault story nearly word for word from an actual assault case. They state here, McKay Coppins, another Twitter account, Trump campaign just released a letter from his lawyers demanding a full retraction apology from the New York Times. The mainstream media is getting desperate. They certainly are. It's interesting to note. Now, if you go to the link in the description, you can take a look at some of these Twitter blasts. There's a picture there that shows the two accounts, where she plagiarized the actual wording of her own assault. I mean, you really have to plagiarize an assault account? Well, apparently you do if it's a fake assault. So the article continues that the mainstream media is getting desperate because they have not been able to take Trump down. They are getting super, super desperate. So we need to combat the narrative. That's why the Next News Network exists. That's why we bring you stories such as this, so that we can combat the lies. We can bring you the truth. So share this all over Facebook, social media. Share it wherever you see someone pop up that video. I mean, someone shared it to me yesterday. I'm like, nah, not believing it. New York Times? Yeah, right. They've been blasting Trump since day one. What are your thoughts? Comment below. Subscribe for updates. If you like what we're doing, give us a thumbs up and share this report. For the Next News Network, I'm Gary Franchi.
You. And I invited Gary on today, but he shot me an email back that said that I'm prepping for tonight's debate. So I wanted to have him on, but maybe we can get him on for tomorrow. And speaking of tomorrow, I have my once-a-month Thursday guest, what's that guy's name? Mr. August? Gerald Salente. Got your head to turn around, at least. By the way, George Day wrote a book about progressives and named Glenn Beck as an up-and-coming one. Glenn Beck, Man, what a rolling tragedy this guy is. Kind of reminds me of this talk show host down here in Austin, Texas. But I've warned people that he's going to Glenn Beckville. Let's see, if Donald Trump gets into office, how many more wars will be fighting on how many fronts? I have a sneaking suspicion that he's going to pick up that little hotline and call Moscow and talk to Putipoo and see what we can do about cleaning up the mess that the United States started. Of course, I'm sure politically there won't be any grandiose ceremonies and proclaiming that Donald Trump not to embarrass his country any more than it's embarrassed itself. That possibly he'll pick up that hotline, talk to Vladimir Putin and say, look, you know, I get this. I know what you're doing in Iran. You know, you're trying to destroy what Hillary and Obama built. I get that. Let's team up. Let's get it done because we want to get the hell out of there. This has turned into what your country kind of experienced with Afghanistan and kind of like what we did with Vietnam. Yeah, Russians didn't win in Afghanistan, and we sure as hell didn't win in Vietnam, did we? David in Ohio. Hello, David.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Second time I've called. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed. My family and I, we always make time to sit down and listen to you. So,
well, I don't. You know, thank you and thank your family for that. I sometimes wonder what people think of the show, or more to the point, me listening to the show, because I don't know how to judge what I'm doing, except that I've been doing it for going on 25 years.
Well, you get right to the point, and you don't mince words, and I like that. The reason I called is there's one thing I would like to see Trump, and I know this sounds very unusual, something I would like him to ask her tonight, and this is what it is. I would like him to say to her, Hillary, do you believe that Jesus Christ is your personal Savior and Lord? And just watch for the response.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I couldn't even imagine how she would even try to respond. Hillary has a penchant for doing this. Subjects that she wants to deem idiotic or questions that have absolutely no basis or no merit for being asked in the first place, she laughs.
Yes.
She's done this repeatedly. She's done this in front of investigative bodies in Washington, D.C. She's done this on TV interviews with news heads. She's done it repeatedly. And the only thing that I could imagine that she could respond is just by doing the famous Hillary Clinton cackle.
Yeah, right.
Of course. You know, that's... David, who came up with that idea?
I did. But the reason I like him to pose a question similar to that or like that is I still think she operates from this very thin veneer of pretense. And she's a, you know, over-the-hill, corrupt, political carpet bragger, lesbian, Satanist.
Well, no. No, the piano-legged Satanist. No, the the piano-legged Satanist lesbian. There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And a political carpetbagger.
And a political carpetbagger. You know, I'm still trying to determine whether Donald Trump has been put on this earth to arrive at this moment in his lifetime, because nobody else could have pulled this off. If you think about this, there is no other candidate. Think back to the debates when they first started, the 16 that were standing on that stage. Do you think any one of them could have went up against Hillary Clinton and even gotten close to winning?
I will say this, I do like how Chris Christie dismantled Rubio, you know what I mean? He would do a good job of confronting her, but I agree with you that Donald has all the extracurricular things, you know, all the personality style to just completely take, you know, dismantle her. So I agree with that, too.
By the way, we got a text back from Larry Nichols on the subject matter that you were just talking about. She said that that he told her that she needed to stand up and say she believed in God just for show, and this is how she responded. She looked away and said, "I could never do that." And that's according to Larry Nichols, that used to be, what, the state trooper in Mena, Arkansas, and he was assigned to the Clintons, so... There you go.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call, David.
Take care.
All right. You know, sometimes I wonder that, and I don't do it because I'm insecure, but it fascinates me that I have had people that have been listening to me for decades, and I just I'm always in wonderment because I don't believe myself to be anybody special. I am not the most talented person on the face of this planet. I mean, there's 7 billion people on the face of this planet right now, folks. And I'm not so vain as to try to match myself up with 5,999,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, I never give it that much thought because that's not a good place to go. I've simply said this, that if it comes to a day when I get behind this microphone and I sit down and I'm the end-all be-all and I know more than everybody, it's time for me to get out of the chair. Well, let me see. Are these polls legitimate out there? That's been a huge question. Well, evidently MSNBC asked that in a poll, and here was the question that was posed. Will you vote for Hillary Clinton? Now, these people are watching MSNBC, folks. Okay? Big clue there. Nearly 85% of 352,000 voters said no. And Donald Trump is gaining 25 to 35,000 followers a day on Facebook. And I'm pulling up this poll right now. Now, this is just too precious. And they're saying that Hillary Clinton is still leading in the polls. How can she be leading in the polls? How? Donald Trump has anywhere from 10, 15, 20,000. Hell, the other day, what was that, in Cincinnati, Mike? There were, he filled up an auditorium and there was 10, 15,000 people that couldn't even get in. And I have been watching very carefully the people that have been covering these rallies. And it's embarrassing. People are taking still photos of Hillary Clinton's rallies. There's nobody there. 100, 200 people. You go to and look at a Clinton or a Donald Trump rally, tens of thousands. More on this poll when we get back. 800-313-9443. It's Wednesday. It's debate day.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All right, I'm on MSNBC.com/MSN. Kill that music, will you? Thank you. Can't hear myself, thank you. MSNBC/poll-Hillary-2016, number 56789. Yeah. What do you think? Do you think, or do you plan on voting for Hillary Clinton for president in 2016? I'm going to mark no and then cast my vote. Well, this is very interesting. Click chart for answers. Okay. Now it's asking for my email. Am I going to get calls from the Hillary campaign asking to donate now? Let's see what pops up here. Oh, no, 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 you don't. No, 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 no. No. I typed my Hotmail in, and it came back johnstatmiller2hotmail.com. I don't think so. Mike, I don't know what to make of this. This is really bizarre. Come here a second. It tells you, do you plan on voting for Hillary Clinton for president in 2016? And I see 431,000 votes. Is that 85% that's going to be voting for Hillary?
I have no idea.
And look at this. When you click this on, you got to fill all this stuff in for your vote to count. I'm not doing that. Thank you very much. Gosh. This Cincinnati rally, by the way, there were, let me open this up. It was actually, it's on YouTube, full of vent. Oh, shut up. Yeah, I can skip the commercial in 5 seconds. Yeah, I got it. Donald Trump, the massive 25,000 rally in Cincinnati, Ohio. And that was at the U.S. Bank Arena on the 13th. And there were 10,000 people. It was reported that 10,000 people couldn't get in. So let's do some simple math here. 25,000 were in there and 10,000 standing outside that wanted to get in there. So that's 35,000. You'd be hard-pressed to get 0.1% going to any Hillary rally and seeing 350 people there, let alone 35,000. Amazing. This is reminiscent, now that I think about it, this is reminiscent of Ron Paul when he held rallies. He would just pack them to the rafters. And people like Mitt Romney, I can remember this like it was yesterday, at the new Ford Field football stadium in Detroit, Michigan, they were going to have a Mitt Romney, and the Romneys are from Michigan, okay? It is one of their favorite, I'm a Republican, but I'm really not, I really am a rhino. And they took one of the end zones and they set up folding chairs. Nobody showed up. They had to keep taking chairs out. They figured that, well, hell, he can have the end zone and we'll put chairs out to the 20-yard line. Nobody showed up. Nobody. I guess we should do our own sample poll here. Do people think that these polls are straight, or this election is going to be virgin pure, just like Madonna? And I could make about 12 different jokes about that, but I will not. I will take the break instead. Saved by the break. 800-313-9443. We've got about a half hour before the debates start, folks. I'm actually looking forward to this. Is it legal in a debate to cut your opponent's head off? Oh. I'm sorry, I've been Trump radicalized. I grab and I whack.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some Join Aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Conquered from within, and made that comment about Glenn Beck. Brent in Dallas. Hello, Brent.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hello, John.
How you doing?
Just fine. Had a little joke for you, but it requires just a little background. you know, John Paul II, the Pope, I think it was back in the 80s, he was from Malopolski, Poland, and said the EU was something like the Union of Lublin. But he was the first pope that received a blessing from a rabbi. Well, anyway, you know how he got elected?
No, how?
They took a poll.
Okay. All right.
Okay. That's all I had for today.
All right. Thanks, Brent. I appreciate it. Yeah, evidently Mark Cuban said that that arena down in Cincinnati only holds 17,000 and that the top tier was empty. Now, I have seen, and let me go to the YouTube here. Let me turn this down so I don't get blasted by this. Oh, at least I didn't get a commercial or something that says you can click this off in 4 seconds. Let's get the arena up here. Here it is. Yeah. I would say at least a good a good 20,000 were there, at least. And it was reported that 10,000 couldn't get in. And I'm looking at pictures of the lines that were outside of this thing. All right, so what's a few thousand amongst friends? Mark Cuban, what deal did you do? And is your name on the Clinton Foundation list? That would be the first question to ask. Back in September, Tyler Durden said, we wrote about the circumstances leading up to the O capital S with a hit moment when Paul Gambetta of Platte River Networks deleted Hillary's 30,000 personal emails. And, of course, that was with BleachBit. The records were already subpoenaed, and in the process got BleachBitted. Now, within the original FBI interview notes, Hillary stated she never deleted, nor did she instruct anyone to delete her emails to avoid complying with a Freedom of Information Act, state, or FBI request for information. Now, moreover, just last week in sworn testimony provided to Judicial Watch, Hillary also denied asking for the emails to be deleted. That said, a new email discovered in the latest WikiLeaks dump seems to offer a direct contradiction to what Hillary previously told the FBI and Judicial Watch. So which version is true? FBI notes say this, that Clinton stated she was also unaware of March 2015 email deletions by PRN. And I am assuming that that's Platte River Networks. Under oath, the Judicial Watch testimony that Hillary Clinton gave, she said this, she believes that her personal emails were not kept, and she does not have any personal knowledge about the details of that process. As I said in March, I chose not to keep the personal ones. I ask that they be deleted. Now, if I was a Hillary Clinton supporter, I'd go, yeah, she deleted her personal emails. Why would anybody want their personal conversations to be out there in the public domain? I could just see somebody saying that. This is what thieves do. This is what people do. They destroy evidence. Shortly after providing the data dump to the State Department in December of 2014 or January 2015, both Heller Samuelson and Cheryl Mills requested that all emails be removed from their computers. Notice I didn't say personal. All emails be removed from their computers using a program called BleachBit to delete the emails' related files so they could not be recovered. Clinton stated she never deleted, nor did she instruct anybody to delete her emails to avoid complying with FOIA, state, or FBI requests for information. Though the following note suggests that she did agree to change her email retention policies to 60 days. Which brings us to the O capital S with a hit moment, which occurred on March 25th of last year. On that fateful day, Paul Combetta realized that he had forgotten to change Hillary's email retention policy to 60 days. But the existence of the congressional subpoena now meant that those emails needed to be preserved, despite acknowledging the subpoena after a call with Hillary's attorney, David Kendall, and Cheryl Mills. Combetta proceeded to delete the emails anyhow. See, everybody's been given immunity for getting up and lying. Now, notice I did not say that getting up and telling the truth. Usually when you're given immunity, and that's for prosecution purposes, that's your get-out-of-jail-free card, even if you're guilty as hell yourself or implicated after the fact. That's what that's there for. BleachBit, and it's more than 33,000 emails, laptops, telephones destroyed. Think about this, folks. If you had something on your iPhone, let's say, and you didn't want anybody else reading it, what would you do? Would you delete it? So the casual observer, somebody picking up your phone and reading your messages, or the text on your phone, or what numbers that you may have dialed, you can delete all that stuff. It's retrievable from that very same phone. Not to the general public, but to people that know how to do those sorts of things. Now, would you as an individual, if you didn't want anybody else seeing something that was talked about, a text or an email or whatever, and you just deleted it from your iPhone, you know, would you just do the deletion, or would you pull out a hammer and smash it? And this is what the one email indicates. On the March 25th, 2015, investigation indicated that on March 25, 2015, PRN held a conference call with President Clinton's staff. In his interviews with the FBI, indicated that sometime between the 25th and the 31st of March 2015, he realized he did not make the email retention policy changes to Clinton's Clinton email.com email account that Mills had requested in December of 2014. In his FBI interview on February 18th of this year, and this has been redacted, indicated that he did not recall conducting deletions based upon this realization. In a follow-up FBI interview on May 3rd of this year, and I'm sure that this is Paul Combetta that's being redacted out of this email, indicated he believed he had an O capital S with a hit moment, and sometime between March 25th to the 31st of last year, deleted the archive mailbox from PRN server and used BleachBit to delete the exported PST files he had created on a server system containing Clinton's emails. The investigation found evidence of these deletions and determined that data backups of the PRN server were also manually deleted in this time frame. Now, they're talking about a manual deletion. This is what you would do. Like, say, in your email, you delete junk emails or you delete your email account. Yeah, you can delete them all. Guess what? They're still on that server. They're still on the drive. Retrievable. man. Now, I'm sure part of the process here is to kind of get you to go, you know what, I'm just tired of all this stuff about the damn emails. Can we just move along? But there are so many emails. The WikiLeaks dumps that are keep happening. Thank you, Julian Assange. And, of course, we all remember what Hillary Clinton said about this server.
That's all I can say. I have no idea. That's why we turned it over.
Boy, when I clicked on that email, it just knocked me right off the internet.
What, like?
Holy mackerel. A problem with this webpage caused the Internet Explorer to close and reopen the tab. Yeah. You know, somebody asked me the other day, do you think Mike Rivero is having so many problems with his server? He says he claims that he keeps being hacked. And I said, well, I don't know. You're in a position to know. We have been hacked more than once. Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, good evening, John. What I want to say is what I just heard on the radio is mind-blowing. They're talking about they're bringing all these illegals in here to turn the state of Texas into a blue state, and that's the whole thing by designists, to turn all... Once Texas is a blue state, John, there's no need to even have an electoral college vote, because all the states, all their votes are going to go to the Democrats, and they're all communists, and guess what? All these illegals are going to turn this country that they ran away into. This is what this is whole thing about. I just heard on the major networks that they're talking about Texas is going to be a blue state within the next 8 years, and that's the whole design by Obama and all these communists, so they can actually turn this whole election. You'll never be in the need for another Republican election, because there'll be no more Republicans, John.
Well, Tom, slow down. How many talk show hosts on this network have requested that you slow your roll when you get on the air? How many times, Tom? How many?
I got a little tired.
What?
I got a little excited. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Well, control yourself. Control yourself. Now, I was about to tell you that I saw Rick Perry on Fox News this morning, and they actually had, you know, they did this graph, of how many red states and how many blue states, and they actually had Texas up there with Rick Perry sitting on the set. And they said that apparently your state now is pink, you know, halfway between being Democrat and... He just looked at him and said, that ain't right. That ain't right at all. He said,
radio station there right now. They're talking about the Joyce Kaufman show that Texas is a pink state. Probably within 4 years, it's going to be a blue state.
Well, I don't even think the United States... I don't, Tom, to be honest with you, I don't even know if the United States is going to be around in 20 years. if the changes aren't made, necessary changes made, I don't even know if we're going to be around in 20 years. Mike, now I'm going to attempt to play this video again. See if I get cut off again.
That's all I can say. I have no idea. That's why we turned it over. What, like with a cloth or something? Well, no. I don't know how it works digitally at all. I do not have any. Ed, I know you want to make a point.
Yeah, I think he already did. Oh, man. Well. I'm taping this event today. I personally think so far of all the campaign stops, the debates, everything Donald Trump, the one he did in Lakeland, Florida, is the champion. Because he just laid it out. You know, all you New World Orderites out there, all you scammers and jammers, it's over. And it's going to be, I hate to wish my life away or anybody else's, but I wish this was November 9th right now. I really do. I'm tired of all of this stuff. I'm tired of all the lies and the innuendos and the pointing of fingers and all this stuff. But the thing that's troubling to me is how this is being covered beforehand. It's almost like they have a crystal ball. That all the medias, including Fox News, are denying that there's any manipulation of the vote going on out there at all. And I read the numbers. Read the numbers earlier. Evidently, nobody at these news organizations has access to the internet. I'd heard terms like rare, extremely rare, or it just doesn't happen. Well, I feel comfortable, don't you? Fox News is the only one that's played in Israel? Makes sense to me.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
I can think of no better way than to run this bill still reporting, talking about former U.S. attorney and how crooked Clinton got off. Now, the voice you're going to hear is a former U.S. attorney. Okay. This is what he has, and I guess he's just lying.
According to DeGeneva, current FBI agents
consider Comey to be a dirty cop because they believe that he threw the investigation, that it was a fake investigation, and the proof is that he never used a grand jury, he issued no subpoenas, he granted immunity agreements where none were justified, he allowed the destruction of evidence, two computers which were under subpoena by Congress and were needed in Freedom of Information Act cases. He allowed lawyers to represent multiple witnesses in violation of DOJ policy. Wherever you turn, wherever you go, you find that Comey blocked a legitimate investigation for one reason only. He didn't want to be remembered as the person who recommended the prosecution of the first female nominee of a major party for president of the United States.
In the past week around Washington, there has been much talk of an internal revolt among agents working within the FBI. Fox Business host Stuart Varney asked DeGeneva that if there is an internal revolt, why have there been no public resignations?
People are not going to resign. They're not going to give up their pensions, but they are willing to talk. And I guarantee you that if Congress issues subpoenas for current FBI people to testify, those subpoenas will be honored, but Comey will fight them to the death.
Varney then asks DeGeneva if such a strong accusation of being a dirty cop is really warranted of a sitting director of the FBI.
It's very strong language, and it's appropriate, because no self-respecting FBI director would have ever done what James Comey did. Let's remember what he did. He has announced publicly that no reasonable prosecutor would have brought this case. This is laughable. When Hillary Clinton put that private server in the basement of her home in Chappaqua, New York, that was all the intent that was necessary to prove that she was going to compromise classified information. We now know that she compromised over 2,000 classified emails and documents to the detriment of sources and methods overseas, including sources of human intelligence and people who were compromised. This isn't even a close case. He doesn't have the moral authority to be the FBI director, and Congress, upon its return, should pass a resolution of no confidence in the FBI director.
Well, 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 well.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask?
Remember the... No, this is probably before your time, Mike. The FBI, remember the series that was played by Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.? Is he still alive? Can we get him to be the FBI director? That was a totally believable series. Don't you remember that... It was sponsored by Ford Motor Company, and not only did the FBI drive Ford cars, and apparently everybody else on the planet did as well. Because you couldn't tune into the show and see anything else but a Ford. Yeah. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. I am out of here. I'm going to do, obviously, what half of this listening audience has already done. Turn down the television to watch the debates. All right, we're out of here. Be back with you tomorrow. I'm going to try to, I will have Gerald Celente on tomorrow, but I also want to get to next news guy, Gary Franchi, and see if I can get him up on the air as well. At any rate, thank you all for being here, or the remaining audience that is still remaining here. Thank you for being here today. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report, and I'm going to try calling the month out July tomorrow and see if you catch that. All right. You know, you get a dollar for every time you catch me. You know that. And so far, you owe me $10. Thanks for being here, folks. See you tomorrow.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.